What's going on today, peoples? Back at you with another podcast. You know, definitely something that the people can, you know, vibe with and, you know, get some, you know, some great input on, excuse me, and just, you know, keep you pushing on the days where you feel like, you know, you can't maintain, or you're just feeling out of pocket. You know, I'm here for you, man. I know how it feels. And, you know, I'm just here to offer my services to the people that are supporting me and to the newcomers. You know, if there are any out there, you know, this is a place, you know, where you could just let it all go. You know, you come to my Instagram page, my Facebook page, and if you're dealing with something, come talk to me. You know, it's all personal, nothing, no put nobody business out there, anything, but just let you know, man, like, there are other lanes out there. People are dealing with things and not looking to be judged. I don't care if you up, down, left, right, gay or straight. It don't matter to me. We all, you know, God's children. And, you know, I'm just offering my services to the folks. You know, hopefully in the near future, I could be reaching out to communities, coming out and talking and, you know, do it from there. But today's podcast is, you know, sort of what I was, you know, getting into just in the beginning. It's about becoming unstoppable, man. Becoming unstoppable. And, you know, the only way you can do that is if you must first start. You know, even if you're scared, you know, you might have a little self-doubt, might have some issues that are not allowing you to even start to become unstoppable. So that's the first thing you got to do, folks, is you got to start. You can't be sitting out here and waiting for something to just fall in your lap. You can't be waiting for $1 million to fall in your lap. Now, if it happens to happen, you know, happen like that, then by all means, I ain't mad at you. You know, get it how you can. But for the certain people that are out there that it may not happen to, you know, my direction is this, and this is what, you know, I've done and what I'm currently doing. So anything I'm telling y'all people, I'm not telling y'all about no self-help books that I've read, although I've read some to just, you know, kind of get a concept on what, you know, I want to do. But, excuse me, you know, you must first apply yourself. You know, I had a hard time with applying myself. I had a hard time with even believing in myself, let alone applying myself. I was like, man, please, I pretty much had that mindset. I'm from here. This is all it's going to ever be. And that's just it. You know, I had that mindset, and that's what they call stinking thinking, because you could be from anywhere. You can be from, you know, the worst streets, any of the worst streets in wherever you from. You know, it could be, I'm from Jersey, so it could be Jersey, it could be Virginia, it could be, you know, Maryland, it could be anywhere, California. You know, some of the streets out there that the more notarized streets out there, you could be from anywhere you want in this world. But if you got the motivation and the push and you want better, don't let nobody tell you that you can't have better. Don't let nobody tell you or break your spirit because you want to do better. You don't want to follow the same path as the last person. You know, you don't want to be in the mindset of the last person. So if you got any kind of dreams, anything that you want to set yourself to, you know, set yourself up for, please, by all means, you know, gather as much information as you can. To my young brothers and sisters, gather as much information as you can, right? Talk to somebody, you know, let somebody know you have other interests, you know, outside of what the initial thing might be, or the initial thing that they think that, you know, you're interested in. I mean, you know, they put a basketball in your hand and a football in your hand before they want to put a diploma in your hand. I'm going, you know, I teach my kids, you know, I love that. I love that they love sports. I love that, you know, you know, you have your hobbies. But one thing I'm always going to let them know, you know, until I'm off this green earth, is to, you know, live your dreams. I'm not going to live my dreams through my kids. I'm going to let them live their dream. But before you do all of that, the one thing I ask of you is to please educate yourself. Whether you go to college, whether you get a trade, educate yourself and have some backing, have some knowledge about what the world is going to look like after you're done playing basketball, or you're done playing football, or you're done whatever you're doing. Just have some knowledge, you know, definitely knowledge yourself and knowledge of the world around you, you know. But, you know, back, sorry to get off my, you know, on my little tangent, whatever, but, you know, we must first apply ourselves and just, you know, we got to start from there. And if you have a thought process, let's say you want to, you know, you want to create something, you want to, you just want to do something and you want to make sure that you're being creative. And, you know, the next step is to surround yourself with like-minded individuals. You have to surround yourself with people that want the same out of that, whatever it is. It could be an app, it could be a podcast, it could be anything. You have to surround yourself with those people, because the times that you're surrounding yourself with people and they're not motivating you, then you're not going to do nothing. You're not going to do nothing. Let's just be honest. It's pretty much going to just be, I want to do this, but I don't know. But if you got somebody that's in your circle and they like, man, go ahead, come on, man, let's do this, man, let's go, man. It's like somebody asking you to go to the club on Friday. You might not want to go, but if they keep asking, you might be like, all right, whatever, I'm going to go. And then you end up getting into something that you could have avoided if you stay home, right? So it's just like being around successful people with successful mindsets. They could be your neighbor down the street. If they have a successful mindset, follow them, listen to them, talk to them, you know, get your thoughts out, you know, let them know what's going on. You know, if it's a teacher that has an interest, talk to that teacher, talk to your guidance counselor, talk to anybody you can. Don't, you know, at the same time, don't let them take advantage of you, but just, you'll kind of get the feeling of who's authentic and who's not by the way they talk to you and by the way they, you know, how they move, you know. Definitely got to look out for people like that, because everybody's looking for a get rich quick scheme. And if you're the person with the million dollar dream and you got it locked away in your dome and they see it, of course they're going to try to, you know, you got to watch out for those type of people as well. When you're out there and you're trying to live your dream and you're trying to do the best you can for yourself and for your family. Like, I would love to be in a position to take care of my family. I would so love that. And I believe I am going to be. I truly believe that. You know, no matter how old you are, folks, I don't care if you 9 or you 49, you 59, live. Nobody not telling, you know, until you probably get too old, still continue to live. You only got one life. Live it. You know, if you want to create something, create it and then pass it back down to the youth and tell them what it's about and hope. And you will touch one person. You will touch that one person that sees you like a star, like, okay, this person has motivated me to do this. So you know what? I'm gonna carry out his or her dream. You know, you never stop working. You never stop living. You never, you know, give in to what other people's, you know, opinions are. You know, let that, you know, again, I always say this on my part, but never let nobody's opinion shape your reality. That's a no-no. That is a no-no, folks. If you want to do something, if it feels good to you and you know, man, I got a chance, I can do this, I know I can do this, man, I know I can do this, I'm going to do it, and that's all I care about, then go ahead and do it. Do it. Please do it. And don't let nobody sell you short. Don't let nobody sell you short. I can swear to you right now, when I first started school, I was like, man, what the heck am I doing? What the heck am I doing, man? Like, this not my thing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, and that was just me talking myself out of doing something, because it can happen so fast. You could talk yourself out of doing something before your friends talk you out of doing it. And I was just like, man, I don't know, man, this, I might not be able to do this, man. And it wasn't the workload. It was just, I was scared. Because I messed up when I did first start college, when I was, you know, in Jersey, going to Essex County College, whatever. I played around, man. I wasn't focused. But now, I know the severity of what I need now, and I know that I can go and get it. I mean, I'm much more focused. I don't have no time to play. I'm not out here playing. You know, I know how important it is for me to be at work. You know, I'm not, you know, unless I'm really sick or, you know, whatever the situation may be. I know the severity of, you know, really taking the L now, because what I do affects my kids, you know, people. And like I said, I've grown up probably, you know, if any of my listeners are listening, you know, we probably all grown up in the same places, poor, poverty stricken, you know, drug infested pieces of shit neighborhoods. But I always got my people in my neighborhood that I got love for, always, you know, because we grew up in our situation. We dealt with it the best way we could. And, you know, some of us, all of us probably make mistakes, but you live and you learn. And, you know, had I known what I know now, you know, growing up, oh man, I'd probably be a billionaire. And who's to say I still can't be a billionaire, but I would have known how to move and motivate and not make the decisions that I made that put me in a position to where I was down. And I, you know, life happens, but sometimes you can make the better decision to where that the negativity doesn't affect you. You know, you could be like, man, look, something that you've done, I ain't going to do this time around because it affected me in a negative way. But maybe if I just say, nah, I ain't doing it, and I tell somebody else, I could be possibly saving their life on top of saving another person's life that we could have encountered and had a problem with. Just anything. Just putting it out there. But what I like to put out in the world is positive, man. I like to put out positive. I like to show that there's fight. Even when I'm going through what I'm going through in my day-to-day, you know, dealing with stress or anxiety, I try to just put, look, I'm not going to let this overcome me. I'm just going to keep fighting. And that's the way of becoming unstoppable. You have to keep fighting, even when you're on your very last, folks. And when I say very last, I really and truly mean that, because I have been on my very last. And am I doing the best in the world? Hell no. Heck no. I'm not. I'm probably struggling just like anybody else out there. But I find my motivation in waking up every day and having a chance to make things right. I find my motivation in, you know, looking at my daughter's face and just seeing strength, seeing that she'll have her, you know, her fights. And I know that I could teach her to keep herself motivated, to, you know, love herself. I look at my son's face and I'm just like, you know, I see me, a little version of me. And I just see him, you know, this wild and crazy kid, loves to have fun, run around and just, you know, very, very intelligent, loves to play, and they need my guidance. And that just motivates me, and that pushes me, man, and that makes me want to be better. That makes me want to do better. That makes me want to, you know, make better decisions for myself, make better decisions for people around me. And how, you know, what I do now affects them. It's not just, if it was just me, then I could be out here and wilding and doing all of that mess, whatever, you know, thinking I'm living life, but I'm really not. I'm just messing myself up. But now that, you know, with them, it's more of a, I make better decisions. You know, from time to time, I still may mess up a little bit, though. I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all, but I definitely, you know, still make mistakes because I'm not perfect. Had we all been perfect, there probably wouldn't be a need for my podcast, because everybody would know exactly what to do, what they want to do, how they want to do it, and never mess up and make mistakes. But you know what? The world is not like that. Unfortunately, it's not. The world is built the way it's built, and we just have to make the best of it until it's our last, it's the final day. And, you know, for me, I'm just going to keep living, you know, and just trying to do the best that I can and be thankful for the time that I do got, you know, the hours and the minutes that I do have. You know, because, you know, life will come and it will go. But as long as, you know, you're here, live your dream out, man. Live it out. Get your message out. You know, get your whatever it is. If you got an app, you got a book, you got motivation, you got basketball skills, you got football skills, you got tennis skills, you got rugby, whatever it is. You want to be an engineer, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a cop, a judge, You want to own your own fact, whatever it is, do it. And if you fail, it's okay. You get right back up and you get back to it. You know, I got a good friend, you know what I'm saying? A very good friend of mine. You know, I tell her and I try to motivate her, you know, whenever I feel like she's going through a rough patch. I try not to be this Mongol motivational guy and I think I know everything. No, I just try to tell her, look, from my struggle to your struggle, this is what I think you should do. This is what we're going to do. And this is how, you know, you're going to feel about yourself later on. Sometimes when things fall apart, it's actually something becoming beautiful. Like, it's like a beautiful beginning. So sometimes when things are destroyed, it doesn't really mean that it's over with. You feel me? It doesn't mean that, I lost. No. When you give up, that's when you're defeated. But if you be like, you know what? I lost. You know, I took an L. But you know what? I know I'm going to do this better this time. I'm going to make a full circle now instead of a half circle. And I think I may be able to, you know, switch a rule. You know, whatever your thought process is. I'm just trying to give you an example. And you go ahead and you complete it. And you got it in your mind. You just got, I'm unstoppable. I am truly unstoppable. Nothing can get in the way of me but me. Nothing can get in the way of me but me. I am, you know, you're the controller of what you're doing, how you're doing it, and the outcome of it. You're the true controller because God gives us free will. But if you're out here doing crazy things, then what do you think is going to happen? And sometimes crazy things do happen to good people. You know, I understand that. But like I said, look at the world we live in. You know, I just try to exist in it and just going about my business and have fun in the process. And sometimes we think it's fun as being drunk and doing this. Fun as being enjoying your family, laughing and crying with your family, talking about the good old times and just having peace, you know, peace among us and trying to, you know, if you're a religious person, you know, trying to make sure that you're doing everything you can in your power to, you know, to feel, you know, I wouldn't say required, but just more of a, you know, hey, I'm a Muslim. I'm, you know, I'm trying everything I can do to become a better Muslim. If I'm a Christian, I'm trying everything in my power to be a better, you know, better Christian. I'm trying to be a better person all around and having love for anybody, you know, showing love to anybody that showed me love. Now, if we can't meet hate with love, if I see that that's your angle, thank you very much. Have a nice day. I'm not going to sit there and argue with you because you're not going to transfer your energy over to me, you know. But we got to become, you know, just more honest with ourselves, more transparent. And I'm learning that now, just, you know, being at my new job, just learning that now, being amongst my peers and what I learn every day. Every day I learn something new. Like, and it's awesome. Like, it's the best feeling in the world. You know, even with school now, like, I'm reading and I'm intrigued by what I'm reading because I actually want to start my own business. Like, I'm so intrigued and I'm like fascinated like a little kid at Disney World. Like, it just feels awesome. Like, very, very awesome. And I love it. I love it. I was a little scared. But now it's just like, I'm in here now. The next stop is to get the degree. Pass the classes. Do the work. Do the required work. Do the bonus work. Everything. I ain't letting nothing slide under my nose. No pun intended. You know, but yeah, man, I'm nonstop, man, becoming unstoppable and letting nothing in your way. And I just hope, you know, I hope that, you know, I can in the years to come meet a wife, you know, that can support me the way I'm gonna support her. You know, I start out as friends and we work to a bigger picture, but it's all about support. You know, it's all about being there for each other, being there mentally, emotionally, you know, physically, whatever the case may be. You know, just the love I had to give in my heart, you know, I definitely would love that, definitely, you know, becoming an unstoppable force. Me, her, against the world. They say speak it into existence, and that's all I'm trying to do. Just trying to speak positivity into existence. You know, folks, man, this motivation ain't going nowhere. I'm telling you right now, it's not going nowhere. You know, I could be 100 years old, and if I could still record and motivate y'all, I'm still going to try. You know, I get motivation every time, everywhere I look, I see, you know, I'm picking something, I'm looking okay. You know, the strength of my mom, you know, she just had surgery, and, you know, her strength motivates me, because, you know, I know what she's going through and how strong she is, and I know how strong I got to be. And, you know, that right there, let alone, just like, you feel me, it just made me more like, okay, I ain't stopping now. And then the people that I'm at work with, you know, people don't even know me from a can of paint. You know, we just met, been together for the past couple months. And the stuff they was telling me, man, it just lets me know, man, don't judge no cover by the book. You know, don't judge no cover by the book. And I never did, but it just showed me, like, I never judged none of these people, never looked down on them or thought they was higher than me. I just always respected them. And they showed me who they truly was. And it was love. Like, it was outpouring love. And it still is. You know, so, folks, when I say become unstoppable, I mean, not just, you know, chasing your dream, right? But involving the right pieces to the puzzle to get to your dream. Because you don't want to have no crooked pieces in your puzzle and you keep trying to make them fit and they don't fit. You got to have the right pieces. The right pieces it always will work. You know, it always will work. And folks, you know, just definitely stay on task, stay focused, stay hungry, stay vibrant, stay positive. You know, learn from anything around you that can be negative. It could be a lesson learned. You know, learn from that. If, you know, unfortunately, it is a negative world as well. So things do come, you know, tenfold. But do know, if you're putting positivity out there in the world, it's going to come back. Truly, truly believe that. You know, pray for somebody that you don't even know. Do for somebody that you don't even know from your heart. It will come back to you. I truly believe that. You know, but folks, man, come on, let's do it. Let's do it. And you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. You know, no matter what. If it's right there, you know, take that next hop or that next leap and go for it. Go for it. If you got another day to make things right, you know, you laid down and you woke up the next day. Whew, okay, let's go. I got another chance. I'm about to make it happen. Let's go. Okay, my dream. Okay, I'm going to write some things down. I'm going to watch a few YouTube videos. I'm going to listen to some of the people I admire in this field that you're trying to get into. And I'm going to get this, man. I'm going to get it. I ain't going to let nobody stop me. I'm going to get it. You know, and even if I fall, or even if I start to second guess myself, then I'm going to be like, you know what? I know why I started, you know, because nobody, the job I'm at is hard as hell. It's hard as hell. But you know what? I know why I started. I know why I'm here. I know what I'm doing. I know the hunger that I got to feed, you know, in school. It's hard. It's going to be hard as hell, too. You know, I'm just being transparent and honest with y'all. It's going to be hard, too. But you know what? I know why I started. I know why I'm here. I know what I'm doing. I know I got to feed the hunger. And I'm going to feed it, and I'm going to keep going. At the same time, I'm not going to, you know, make it. I'm not going to let it build a point of arrogancy in me, but a point of confidence. You know, and just keep going. Keep going and keep doing what I got to do. And I guarantee y'all, my name will be a household name. I will motivate the masses and I will motivate people to, you know, reach and pursue their dreams. And don't trample or hurt nobody in the way of getting to your dream. You don't do that. If somebody is falling, you pick them up, brush them, help brush them off, and y'all do it together. Y'all do it together and have fun. Have fun. Enjoy your life. You know? And it can be a beautiful thing when you live in your dream and you're just like, you're just going nonstop. You're going nonstop, and you know, the people you're affecting and the people that are feeding off your positivity, then they start doing for themselves and they start doing for their family. And then it just like, it's like a trend, you know, but it's a better trend than, you know, than the latest sneakers or the, you know, whatever the case may be, any of that other stuff. But it's a trend that you set when you can not only take care of your family, but motivate somebody else to take, you know, and they start doing their thing, and then they taking care of their family, and then it's like boom, okay, we doing it. And next thing you know, you in a Fortune 500 company. I mean, it don't stop there. The ball don't stop there. It keeps going. And then now you have something to pass down to your kids and your kids' kids and your kids' kids. And I mean, it can go however you want it. You know, believe in yourself, self-worth, knowledge of self, the importance of you, you know, just knowing that you can just as well as the next person who may have had more than you coming up, you can do the same thing. You might have to work a little harder, but you can do the same thing. You know, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Cause like I said, I'm not from the suburbs area where, you know, this was taught to me. I'm from the same area probably where most of my listeners are. If not, then, you know, I'm just being transparent, you know, and probably came up like most of y'all, but you know what? I made wrong decisions in the process, but I didn't let that stop me. And I'm not going to let it stop me now. And I don't want y'all to do it neither, because when you do that, that's when you truly meet defeat. When you give up, that's when you truly meet defeat. And I don't plan on giving up. I don't plan on giving up at all. You know, I'm just going to keep working and keep working until I get to where I feel comfortable. And even when I get there, I'm still going to keep working, because you should never be comfortable. I had to catch myself. You should never be that comfortable to where you stop. You keep working, you know, but when you're at a place and what you're doing is working for you, then you can kind of like, you know, you can kind of relax and take your vacations. But you gotta, my mind is always working. Even when I'm not recording my podcast, I'm always thinking, you know. But yeah, folks, you know, hope I didn't get too serious, but you know, I take this motivation podcast very seriously. It's not just something I'm doing because, you know, I just want to just get on the mic and talk. I take it seriously because it's actual things I've been through, actual things I'm going through, and actual things I probably will go through in the future. And some of the people that motivate me out there, you know who you are. You know, I have so many people out there, my peers, people, a couple of celebrities, and so on and so forth. You know, always grateful, always appreciative of the words, everything. Very, very thankful to all my people out there. Like I said, if it's one listener, one and a half listener, two listeners, whatever, if you're playing this in your car and you're listening, just know you whatever it is that you got to defeat, you got what it takes to defeat that. Whatever the situation is, fight it. Don't give up. I don't care if they tell you you got 2 years, keep fighting. You don't ever give up. You don't ever self-pity yourself. You just keep fighting. Fight hard and you'll get there. But peeps, man, I thank you for your time. I thank you and I appreciate everything and anything, you know, any type of support. Shout out to my cuz Tut. She definitely looked me out, bought a shirt, and you know, I was just, you know, very humble and blessed, you know, to have people that actually care about what I'm doing and want to see me get somewhere. And I love that energy. just even talking about it just gave me like a shake down my spine a little bit, because I love it. I love the positivity, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, and I said, you know, each podcast, you can check me out on Apple, Google Play, SoundCloud. Gonna have some more videos up on YouTube soon. Also, you know, if you would like, please, you know, go up on the Apple Podcast. Once it download, listen to it, listen to half of it, listen to first 15 seconds. It, you know, whatever you can take from it, please take something from it. You know, comment and you know, just hit me up. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram and Twitter, all connected to one, so you can you know, get me from any one of those. And Podomatic is where the, you know, they host the podcast, so you can actually get me on there too. You know, William Rutledge. And you know, do you really, really want the truth? Because I'm going to give it to you. Appreciate y'all, man. Peace.